This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Internet.
Bringing the world to your fingertips.
Information.
Technology.
E-commerce.
And such classic videos as Two Girls, One Cup.
I'd like to say I haven't seen that one. I'd also like to say I wish I could bleach my brain.
But we here at the Johnny Dare Morning Show understand that sometimes places like
your job
frown upon you looking at things on the Internet that could be construed as pornography.
And that is why we're here.
We find the products that make your world a better place.
We do the research.
In some cases, we do the field testing.
And quite frankly, there are some of us who need a breathalyzer on their PayPal account.
I'm gonna buy a laser.
But now. As we strive to bring technology to your doorstep, the Johnny Dare Morning Show presents
the website of the day.
Her name is Bella Acton. Bella, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys.
You have created a website. We're just talking about this for neverlikedanyway.com. I didn't want to tell your story for you, but this idea came when you had a breakup right before Christmas.
Yes, that's right. So, Never Liked It Anyway is a place where you can get rid of all the stuff that you're left with at the end of a relationship. And, of course, the first question people have is, like, how did you come up with that idea? And, it was a breakup. So I got broken up with 5 days before Christmas. I was living in New York with my partner. He invited me to go back to London and have Christmas with his family. And then, broke up with me just before Christmas. I was so blindsided. And didn't really know what to do. And I looked around and I was like, okay, I've got these plane tickets I don't want. And then I'm like, actually, I've got all this stuff I don't want, stuff that's still really nice, but I just don't want it anymore. And I started joking with my friends. I was like, wouldn't it be good if there was a place that you could offload all the breakup baggage that you're left with at the end of a relationship, make some cash, and buy some things that are going to make you feel great? And everyone started laughing, started sharing stories of stuff they had. Women in particular have a lot of jewelry, which is really sentimental stuff, but stuff that you don't really feel great wearing anymore. So I started joking, and then suddenly, just kind of had the conviction to go ahead and launch it.
And so, but you put yours out there, and you think this will be good, but you never know if somebody else will jump on that bandwagon. Like, will there be another person like me? Will there be more than one person like me? And the reaction, though, was huge, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think part of it was, when I was looking and deciding whether or not I should take this crazy idea and actually make it something, I looked at what was out there for breakups, and there just wasn't anything. Like, either there were things encouraging you to be kind of crazy and get revenge and kill your ex's car, and that didn't feel like something I wanted to do. Or it felt like it was really sad and like, let's cry into a tub of ice cream. I'm like, well, I don't want to do that either. Like, surely there's a better way to do this, like something that's a bit funny and a bit cheeky and a bit cathartic. So I really kind of thought there was a space to bring in something that had a bit of attitude, had a bit of humor.
What have you seen, though?
Reminds you that you're not alone when you do have a breakup, because they happen to everyone.
What have you seen, though? That's what I really want to know. Like, because I think people, women can get pretty hateful when they get hurt. She's scorned. A woman will go so much further. Like a guy, we try to shove it down inside and compartmentalize it and never think about it again. Whereas a girl's like, oh, I'm getting all these feelings out right goddamn now.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the way. It's like, get rid of it, move on. Just kind of, I think often if you bottle it up, it comes back 6 months later. But we've had a lot of people use the site in different ways. Like, we've had some people sell stuff because they actually needed the money, because obviously there's financial hardship involved, especially in divorce. We've had people use it as a very cathartic experience. Like, I had one woman sell, I think, about 20 handbags. And she described them, they're all designer, like all really nice stuff, described them as cheating gifts, because every time her partner went on a business trip, he'd come back with a bag, and she figured out later that he'd been cheating all that
time. That was his guilt gift every time.
That was for her. Yeah, yeah, a cheating gift. I'd never even heard that terminology, but apparently it's a thing.
Yeah.
So she kind of used it as a very cathartic process to, you know, like kind of tell her story, vent, make some cash, and feel better. We've had, I had someone sell a motorbike, so they...
Hold on, her motorbike or his motorbike?
It was hers, so he had a bike and she bought a bike so they could ride off into the sunset together. And then he broke up with her, and she was like, wait, now I've got this bike, and I don't even know how to ride it. So, like, but yeah, it's just one of those crazy things you do when you're in love. And we've had people sell things just for the hell of it. Like, we've had someone sell ketchup. She was like, I never liked ketchup, and, like, I just want it out. And obviously no one's going to buy that, but it was just a fun way for her to tell her story.
Yeah.
Since COVID, we've had a lot of like appliances, kitchen appliances. So we've had people selling like homebrew kits and pasta makers. Like, I think during COVID, like, you know, it's coming out now, but breakups and divorces are back on the rise after, you know, we've all been cooped up spending a lot of time with our partners. So for some reason, there was a lot of kitchen appliances at the moment.
NeverLikedItAnyway.com is the website we're talking to Bella about. Now, it's you break up. Now, I would find it a lot funnier even if she was selling his stuff. So, I mean, it's nice that she sold the stuff he gave her or she gave him. But the idea that she was like, you know, he left this gaming system and I know he's one day he'll probably ask for it back, but it's not going to be here anymore because I sold it to support a trip to Vegas.
That's one way. I mean, I'd love to do that. I'm not sure people really do that. We try not to encourage that because I'm not sure if that's legal. But I like the idea.
Right. Well, listen, I know you have to watch it, but you know, the girls at the time when they're hurt, they don't care. I've seen some horrific things during divorces.
Yeah. Yeah. No, absolutely. No, you're right. I think that's part of the reason we try to add an element of humor, because, you know, when you come to one place where everyone's had a breakup, it doesn't feel as sad or as angry. It feels more like, you know, it's kind of funny. Like, everyone's in it together. Like, we've all been through these things and you know you're going to get through it. You just want to be yourself in 6 months' time.
So funny.
Pedal through the bad bit as fast as you can.
I one time got broken up with right before Christmas, like you, only there was nothing left. She literally took it all. I was in a house with I had a half a couch almost. I mean, it was like this tiny, crazy, terrible little couch. She turned the cable off that was in her name. I had the TV set, so it was worthless. She even took the bed. I sat there on Christmas. I wish I would have had some stuff to sell. I had nothing to sell, man.
Yeah, she cleaned you out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She was not happy. Yeah, it's I would definitely buy these things based on somebody else's unhappiness. I would at the purple wave of broken hearts. I would absolutely do that website.
Well, happy to hear it. We also try to get people to tell we call it their bounce back plan, and that's the thing they want to spend the money they make on. So whether that's, you know, like a trip, not that we're really traveling at the moment, but a trip somewhere, or it could be like a lesson, or it could be,
down
payment for a new house.
Top five things right now.
Top five things on the site right now?
Yeah.
Always jewelry. So we've always got a bunch of wedding rings and engagement rings. When I first launched the site, I was not expecting to have so much wedding collateral, but that's been a huge thing. We've got this pasta maker at the moment, which is, top of the range stuff, which has only been used once, with a gift, I think a bit of a passive aggressive gift. that was something that wasn't particularly ever wanted. What else have we got at the moment? We've got some furniture, so a whole lounge suite, which has been, I don't think anyone wanted that. We've got some artwork as well that was actually painted by the partner, but again, they're
nobody wants a painting from your significant other. Nobody. No.
Not even your spouse.
Yeah, you're like, yeah.
Hold on a second.
So I know we're having a hard time hearing each other. Hold on a second. Sorry, there, Jake. That Australian connection's terrible. I love her, but that was killing me.
So far away.
Yeah. Well, I thought Jake was, when he was selling to me, I thought the website would be more like I'm selling my boyfriend's stuff.
Like pawn shop.
Yeah, chicks just selling their stuff to feel better. That's a little too emotionally healthy for my taste.
I'd feel way better selling your stuff.
By the way, you know the thing that they do now where they go to painting classes and it's a thing like they all drink wine and then learn to paint a tree.
I know that's a thing, but
nobody wants your goddamn painting. Nobody. Nobody wants my painting.
No.
If I were to sit there and be like, look what I did. I'm like, what, do you want to put this in a fridge?
Yeah. Like, do you get stars for this? Because I don't know why you're showing it to me.
Well, I like the way they think that they had no talent to do it before. Then they went to a 2-hour drinking fest with a bunch of other people, and they're supposed to come home with a goddamn masterpiece.
John, I made it in a studio. In a strip mall, but it is a studio.
Yeah, it's...
Why don't you take your love and shove it up your big fat ass? You know you're the reason we're true. I've got all the yelling and the fights that we had. It won't be because of you. Hey, you moan and you groan and you bitch and you whine. You make every beef we got last. Well, I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you. Take your love, shove it up your big fat ass. Hey, I'm better off being all by myself like f***ing Celine Dion. I take you out for dinner and I dance in a show. You hate all the people and food. I'm happy, I'm laughing and fun all the time. You're always in a bad mood. I always look forward, I never look back. But you bitch, you dwell in the past. So I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you. Take your love, shove it up your f***ing ass. Let me hear the band. Oh, that's a good band. Let me hear the trombone. That ain't a f***ing trombone, sorry. Ah, that's a trombone. Yeah, let me hear that tinkling piano. That ain't tinkling, that's rolling. That's f***ing tinkling. I knew you could do it. Let me hear it. Come on, get going. All right, go. Why would you take your love, shove it up your ass? You know you're the reason we're through. I'm tired of all the yelling and the fights we had. They're all because of you. You moan and you groan and you bitch all the time. You make every beef we got last. I'm telling you, I'm through with you. Stick it up, you big fat ass. You thought you had charm, you thought you had class. You ain't nothing but a big fat ass. Take your love, shove it up.